CBS News Bay Area. This is the Morning Edition.
And good morning to you. The time now is 6 a.m. It is another First Alert weather day. We're waking up with some pop-up storms throughout the Bay Area. Later this afternoon, we can see some thunderstorm activity. I'll time that out for you coming up in the full forecast.
And two homes now red tagged in Menlo Park after yesterday's storms. I'm Justin Andrews tracking the aftermath coming up.
And I am tracking the roadways today. We are already seeing brake lights at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, plus some slick surfaces out there. I'll have your travel times and some wind advisories coming up. But it's been a scary sight for some of San Francisco's tallest buildings. We're talking about those shattered windows we've been seeing. We look at some of the factors leading to all the broken glass. And Amanda, it is that time of the year. Opening day is just one day away. One baseball fan's dream of the best for their teams and how the experts are viewing the Giants and the A's this upcoming season. But first, let's take a live look outside on what is another First Alert weather day. We do have more rain in the forecast today, along with the threat of thunderstorms. It comes after another storm brought showers and gusty winds yesterday, leaving some damage here in the Bay Area. It toppled trees, flooded roads, and knocked out power for some. Even though the latest storm was milder, so the last couple weeks, hundreds of thousands of PG&E customers have dealt with power outages. But this morning, we look at the current outage map, and you can see not too many places in the dark this morning, thankfully. We have reached out to PG&E for those latest numbers, though, and who is impacted by this. We have some live team coverage for you on this Wednesday morning. Justin Andrews live in Menlo Park, where a tree caused some damage for people over there, so we'll take a look at that. Gianna Franco, though, in the traffic center, checking on our roads. We want you guys to have a safe drive in wherever that storm might impact you. So first, we have First Alert meteorologist Jessica Birch with a closer look at why today is the First Alert weather day, because it's really hit or miss. It's a really tricky system.
It is. And unlike yesterday, Amanda, where we saw widespread showers, today it's a lot more isolated. Mm-hmm. At times we could see some bands of showers, but really the issue today is the thunderstorm activity. So let's dive into this right now. It is a First Alert weather day, but what we're seeing right now is not necessarily what we're going to be seeing later this afternoon. Let's take it a little bit more science-y real fast. As heat rises in the atmosphere, as temperatures start to rise, we're going to see a lot more lift, a lot more instability in the atmosphere, and that's going to allow for thunderstorms later this afternoon when temperatures start to rise once the sun is up. But right now, it's just mostly light scattered showers with some micro heavier pockets of showers isolated just near Fairfield right now. Vallejo getting hit once again, and this is all the way down into Hercules and Richmond, where that's been a very active morning or setup this morning all throughout that area. Now, we're going to continue to see these storms track off into the east. It's a lot lighter right now down in the South Bay, but heading into the next couple hours, we can see this really develop too. So just near San Jose, near Santa Clara, light drizzle before you head out the door this morning. We'll keep you updated on that. And so far, we've already seen 2 inches just from yesterday's storm alone near Ben Lomond, about 1.25 inches near Fremont, about 0.5 inch in Dublin. And this is what we're looking at on Futurecast heading into the next couple hours. We're going to continue to see it just swirl from offshore with light pop-up storms here or there. Heading into this afternoon, that's when the thunderstorms will start kicking in. We'll talk more about that coming up in the full forecast, but for now, over to you, Gianna.
All right, thank you, Jessica. Let's take a look at your traffic this morning. We've got slick surfaces out there, so be extra careful for the morning commute. I think we're sort of getting used to that pattern, and it is a little windy out there on some of our Bay Area bridges. So there are wind advisories in effect, not for the Bay Bridge or the San Mateo Bridge, but Carquinez, Antioch, as well as the Benicia Bridge. Certainly feeling those gusty conditions this morning, and we're starting to see that backup building here as folks make that ride westbound over into San Francisco. A lot of schools might be on spring break this week and next week, so hopefully we're going to see a few lighter traffic patterns anyway as you head through there. So far, so good, though, if you're headed on that East Shore Freeway commute heading towards the Bay Bridge. Here's a live look at the Golden Gate Bridge. There is a wind advisory in effect here. It was issued overnight, and I'll see if I can get an update from CHP and Caltrans on that. But just be cautious if you're traveling in a larger, more high-profile vehicle. And plus, you can see it is pretty slick out there, so be careful. Well, this morning, we are tracking the aftermath of a storm system that hit the Bay Area. A tree fell between two homes, crashing into one of them. And our Justin Andrews is live in Menlo Park this morning looking at the damage. And Justin, we actually spoke to one of the homeowners. What a scary situation.
Yeah, absolutely. Imagine how fearful he probably was while he was inside his home when this tree came crashing down. Obviously, this morning, by being so dark, we're not able to show you what it looks like out here right now. But we do have video from yesterday. This was around 3:30 yesterday, not long after that, when that tree came crashing down here. The homeowner, Ed Duty, says that he's been living here for almost 40 years. He told us the tree actually fell slowly, and he's thankful it didn't crush his roof. He says the tree is about 100 years old, and his home and also his neighbor's home have been red tagged while local officials assess the damage to make sure those homes are safe. The homeowner says he's glad things weren't any worse.
The utility corner of my house was lifted, and so the gas line is there. The electrical comes in at that point. And I've got cracks along that wall, so, you know, there's something.
Now, the roots of that tree actually lifted a portion of the garage to the other person's home. So, like we've been saying, really, for the last several months, by the ground being so saturated, we can see more and more trees just come tumbling down. Gianna.
I mean, Justin, we have seen so much of that so far for 2023. All right, thank you for that live report. We'll talk to you soon.
You can hear it. East Bay crews powering up their chainsaws to cut tree branches tangled in power lines in Alameda. I feel like I've been hearing a lot of chainsaws lately. They also use some wood chippers to clear away the debris. PG&E intentionally cut power for 4 hours to get all this work done. And about 10 miles north in Albany, the lights came back on just in time for some businesses to reopen their doors yesterday afternoon. They lost power for a couple of hours, but the heavy rain lasted a lot longer. As you can see, it was coming down pretty hard outside. You can stay with us for this First Alert Weather Day coverage. You can find us anytime on KPIX.com and streaming on the CBS News Bay Area app. Lots of good info there. It is 6:06. Governor Newsom asking for some help from the feds. What he wants from President Biden after the recent storms here in California.
We are taking a live look outside right now on our First Alert Doppler. It's an active storms right now, anywhere from Hercules all the way up into Fairfield, Richmond as well. We're going to track these storms and tell you what you can expect heading into this afternoon with all the thunderstorms right around the corner.